Artist Erica Marin is the gallery director and co-curator for the Purple Gallery located in downtown El Paso. The Purple Gallery was founded in the winter of 2011 as a pop-up gallery by Peter Schwartzmein and friends. It operated informally as an art space for short-term projects between 2012 and the spring of 2016. Since then, its founder decided to formalize the space, and as of May 2016, the Purple Gallery has maintained consistent monthly programming. Their goal is to exist as an open white wall space to promote local and regional artists of all disciplines. Here to tell us all about it is artist Erica Marin. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you, Marina.
So this is super exciting because it was a pop-up space that may or may not exist and then has become permanent. How did that work or how did it go?
Well, the space was made available to us by the owner of the building, and it was kind of like one of those things, are you going to do something or not? So we were at that point, at that juncture where we had to make a decision, or my friend Peter had to make the decision, what are we going to do? And so we decided to continue with the project and make it more formal. It was no longer a pop-up concept. So we decided, okay, well, if we do it, we're going to structure it. We're going to have monthly programming. We're going to have it sync with the last Thursday's art walk, because that seems to work and that seems to draw people, and see where it takes us. We noticed that there was a lack of kind of white wall gallery space downtown. And so we kind of wanted to serve that need in the community.
And it seems like you guys are doing it well. I mean, even though, well, you're 6 months young as a permanent spot, but really yeah. You've been doing it for a good chunk of time. But since then, you've had several shows and several artists. Will you tell us about what you've showcased so far?
Yeah, it's really exciting. See, our first show, it was kind of like the soft opening of the gallery. We had the Sculpture One students under Professor Angel Cabrales come in and do their last, I guess, their final project, and they were able to showcase there. So it was called In the Beginning. It was very interesting. It was about creating a deity. And so we were able to install a whole sculpture show, and the kids were able to see what it's like to do the installation, to, I guess, the opening night of the show and into breaking down. It was kind of a valuable experience for them in those terms.
Right, because the concept of having an exhibit sounds simple, but when you're actually doing, there's a lot of work that goes into it. I mean, you're painting, you're re-caulking, you're just kind of redoing the space over and over and over again.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's keeping it fresh. Every time you break down, you have to paint again, fill, and start from scratch. And so they helped me with those things as well.
And what else have you all had happen in the gallery since?
So we've had five group shows and we've had two solo shows. We were really glad to showcase an up-and-coming artist, printmaker, Briosho Choa. She was our September show. And it was a print and also a multimedia installation. She also had these other glass sculptural elements that were a little bit organic that you could see under an X-ray light. And it was her first solo exhibition ever, so it was a real treat for her in those terms. Then we had Angel Cabrales, who works here at UTEP as a sculpture professor. We had him in October, and he had a really fun show called It Came From Beyond the Border.
How fun.
Yeah, it was very sci-fi border kind of thing. It was enjoyable.
So now we're in the new year. What's cooking, or what can you preview for us without giving too much away, but, you know, getting people excited?
Yay. Okay, well, we're really excited. January is going to be a little calm, but come February, the end of February, we're having Carl Whitaker and company. He's a collector from Tucson and then moved to Albuquerque, who recently had a show at the Museum of Art called Desert Print Carpeta. So he's going to be curating his collection of print works, and we're going to showcase those there for that month. And then the next one that I'm extra excited about is our sign show. Basically, in our sign show, it's going to be bringing back the old tradition of signs whether it's just painting with one shot on a surface or it's fabricating an old neon sign or some sort of lit sign. And I'm still actually kind of doing a call for artists for that show.
Oh,
so
cool.
If anyone is
yeah.
interested, please email me. We're at purplegallery@gmail.com.
So anybody that has been a part of the sign tradition, I know there's families that just, that's what they do.
Yes, and that's to honor them as well, because I have a background. My uncle was a sign painter, and I was always kind of privy to that world a little bit. I'd go with him to paint, for example, drugstore windows and that sort of thing.
Oh, how fun.
Or when he'd work on billboards, because back then billboards were actually painted, and then they were like put up.
Wow. So did you get to go up there, or were you just kind of like, hello from afar?
Yeah, it was hello from below.
Right.
Yeah.
He's like, you can come, but you can't get all the way up.
Nope.
So the Purple Gallery is located in downtown on the corner of, is it Mesa and Mills?
Mills and Mesa.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where you can find it. What are the hours, or how can people kind of stop in and see what's up?
So we usually open after when we noticed that more people go in the evening time, so early evenings. So we're open 1 to 7. Usually if it's like on a Friday, we'll open later till about 9.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And definitely the week after the show, we expand our hours.
So aside from being a director and co-curator, you're an artist yourself. I've noticed, I've been keeping up, and lately you've been doing these really small micro paintings of cool kind of traditional Mexican, I don't know, not artifacts, but, you know, Chocolate Abuelita I saw, like one of the cool piggy banks.
I think you're right on. They are actually cultural artifacts. Usually the tone of my artwork has always been very political, a little bit heavy, and really we're kind of in flux right now in our political climate, and it's kind of a hard transition. It feels dark in some ways for some of us, and I kind of decided to take a different turn and do something that makes people feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me feel good to paint, whether it's a trompo or a little piggy bank marranito or a mazapan or those kinds of objects, because they call to people and they make people feel good and they want to enjoy them and see more of that. So that's kind of why I'm doing it.
Well, and the effect is there, because that's definitely the effect they've had on me. I see them, I'm like, oh, how cool, you know, and you're automatically transported to like a really good time, and somehow family and all these other images, you know, kind of come up, and it's as simple as the little piggy bank, you know. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, so I'll continue to do more of that, because I think we kind of need a little bit of that kind of love in the world right now.
Yeah.
And it's a whole lot of fun, to be honest.
And you aside from painting, but you also do conservation, and is that kind of also within the part of making sure that our culture is preserved?
Yeah. When I went to went to school at NMSU, and they had this program available, and I thought, well, you know, I could either go the studio route, which of course I was always envious of all my other peers and all the super fun classes, or I can do the conservation, which is a little more difficult, but it is. Worthwhile. And I decided that's a better route, because then I have another skill, and that skill I can use to help us preserve our material culture here along the border.
So you're doing that, but you're still continuing to paint new works, which is really neat.
Yeah. That's really my passion. I really, really love to paint, and I love to share those images right now that I'm doing with people. And I think I'm just going to continue on that track, as well as organizing at the gallery.
How did you come to art?
You know, it's kind of been around me most of my life. For some reason, my grandfather was a lathe worker, a tornero, a traditional tornero. You know, he'd make artesanías, like trompos, valeros, chess sets. And so he always had like the Chinese ink.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That kind of thing. And that's how he'd paint his objects. So sometimes I'd paint. He'd let me paint with him. And so I started doing that when I was a little girl. Then later on, my uncle that was a sign painter was also an artist, and he'd paint a lot. And he'd always share his materials with me. So I always loved it. I never really did much with it.
Mm-hmm.
Then later on, I guess in my early 30s, I decided, you know, I've always loved this. Why can't I do it?
Right. Sometimes it's like it's right in your face. You see it. And maybe it's because your grandpa and your uncle put it into practical uses, you know, or, you know, like made a living and did things that, you know, the signs, the, you know, the all the games and everything. And then there's this other kind of dreamy side where you're like, I'm going to paint.
Yeah.
It's a different kind of use, but was that part of it? Maybe the practical side of it?
Yeah, I think on some level there's a practical end of it. Either way, what I needed was a way to express myself outwardly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I can be a little more reserved. So I think I needed that outlet. And I think that it's been one that's worked for me so far.
I think it's been working for you marvelously. It's really neat to see your work out there.
Thanks a lot.
And it's really neat to see what you guys are doing at the Purple Gallery. Today, my guest has been artist and gallery director and co-curator of the Purple Gallery, Erica Marin. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you so much.